Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Immel, Associate Vice President for the National Energy Center of Excellence.
Sure, I'm Bruce Immel. I'm the Associate Vice President of the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College.
Boy, that's that building. I go to an annual energy convention there every year. It overlooks the Missouri River, isn't it?
It's very beautiful. We're really fortunate to have that building. Very nice building, great labs, and it's been a really nice part of our campus.
So tell me about what you guys are doing at Bismarck State College when it comes to just the energy world and the energy play and energy education.
Sure. We really expanded our programs here. We used to have 3 energy programs. Now we have 12. We've grown a lot over the last 10, 15 years, from line workers, petroleum operators, nuclear plant operators, fossil plants, renewable wind techs, instrument techs, mechanics. So we got a big, broad list of programs, 2-year degrees, also 1 4-year degree, energy management. So a lot of it's online as well as in the classroom. So some great opportunities. You can take the class any place you live, log in online, take your classes, do your studies. And so it's really flexible, and it's a hot thing. Energy is a good thing, and so.
When people think of 2 years, they automatically, I think of maybe a tech school.
Sure.
Are you guys a tech school, a community-based school? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, Bismarck State's a community college, so we have liberal arts as well as we have 38 technical programs on campus as well. So kind of a mix. We offer 1 bachelor's degree, energy management. We're kind of unique in that regards, having a bachelor's degree. But industry really knows our students, knows our programs, and they just want us to have more kind of trained or mid-level managers, supervisors, and that bachelor's degree. So we're about 4,000 students there on campus, and third biggest college in North Dakota.
Did you guys see an increase in the last few years with students?
We have. We pretty much doubled our enrollments here with energy about 5 years ago. Now it's kind of holding its own. We're about 1,000 students a year or so in the energy areas, but pretty steady. Some are up, some are down program-wise, but overall been very good.
So you're about to go into a meeting with a bunch of industry professionals to kind of do an audit on your course. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yep. All of our programs have advisory committees. Really make sure we're teaching the latest and greatest technology, stay up to date with industry. So we meet twice a year face-to-face. They go through our curriculum, look at some of our animation simulations we do and stuff like that, to give us feedback. We've written a few textbooks for our programs. They help review textbooks. They help us get our hands on more equipment for our labs. So really some strong industry ties. We couldn't do it without them. That's really a key component for us as industry.
And talk to me about some of the other non-oil and energy growth that you guys have maybe you haven't had it, but doubling your enrollment, I think it's probably coming from some other manufacturing sides or some other things. Are you seeing some growth outside of oil and gas?
We are. The campus as a whole is doing really well. There's a really strong interest in nursing. Nursing's really been growing for us. GIS, Global Information Systems. Yeah. We're starting cybersecurity here in the fall, so a big need for cybersecurity, as I'm sure you're aware. So yeah, the whole college is doing well. Welding's always really good. Of course, it's got an energy tie, but also non-energy tie. Some of our older programs, HVAC, has been doing well recently, and so again, great jobs for 2 years of school. You can't beat it, really.
I spoke with John Springsteen from Simtronics, and he mentioned Bismarck College, State College, was one of his clients.
Sure.
And you mentioned simulation. So,
yeah.
are you seeing more of this computer screen technology coming?
Absolutely. Most of our students today were raised, with iPads and whatnot, so they're used to that, and online interaction. A textbook is kind of boring to them. They want to be stimulated, whether it's online simulations or animations or whatnot. And so we do use some Simtronic stuff. We also built some of our own, a couple other companies we work with as well. But students are raised on, SimCity, SimTower. So we got a little Sim power plant they can operate, online and keep them engaged. That's the key.
Are you seeing much in precision agriculture?
We are. Yep. Ag's been very good for us. Yeah, it's definitely an area growing. More and more interest in ag and all the technology there, and again, the global systems with ag and all that they're using is amazing nowadays. So yeah, it's a strong area for us.
And what do you want people, final question, what do you like people to know about Bismarck State College?
Just hey, we're here, we're a very innovative college. We look to do what we can online as well as in the classroom. Very flexible schedules, and if you want a great career, not just a job, great career, come get your schooling. You can always come back and get more, but get your degree and go from there. So,
thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Bruce Immel, Associate Vice President with the National Energy Center of Excellence, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's crudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Live in a northern town. Head on my mind to the night. Head on my hey, life in a northern town.
Hey, folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.